good to turn on the light. Don't laugh, it would be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She'd sigh like with the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kurzenegg, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureau supplied for aging men. It's not in it, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like with the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like twit the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
Happy New Year! It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford on a New Year's Day. A crash course for the Ravers show. Yeah, I'll play some New Year's music. I don't think I'm going to fill the whole day like I did on for Christmas. Might even try some out that I don't know. But you know what happens if they suck. I'll just rip that right out of there. Put something good on. But we'll keep to the theme, kind of, I guess. We'll see. Well, see, like this first one. It's Jimi Hendrix. It starts off with, it's a medley. It starts off with Little Drummer Boy and Silent Night. And then you go, and Brian, that's Christmas. But the last song on this track is Auld Lang Syne. So I have to do it. It's Jimi Hendrix extended version. Little Drummer Boy, Silent Night, Auld Lang Syne. It's MFO and hit it.
Thank you. This year went by in an unusual way. Some friends were lost, some friends were made. Money was spent, money was saved, and in the end we're all okay. In the end we're all okay. Maps were drawn and plans were blown. A ring was bought and rice was thrown. She'll sit in the second row, looking at her heart up on that stage. What a way to end her day. If time is measured in memories, don't set your clock to misery. The clicks should come from what you got, not the things that you lost. Sing out, sing out, sing out your joy. Raise up, raise up, raise up your voice. Sing out, sing out, sing out your joy. Raise up, raise up, raise up your voice. I wish that I could take your place, 'cause I don't think that I could stand to sleep inside of a wedding bed without you kissing, freezing me, or getting dressed inside a closet filled with your own clothes. A thousand picture frames screaming out, he's not coming home. Time will lapse, photography will hold you smiling naturally. Your face is framed with what you lost and not the things that you want. Sing out, sing out, sing out your joy. Raise up, raise up, raise up your voice. Sing out, sing out, sing out your joy. Raise up, raise up, raise up your voice.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravens show. And I just realized a friend of mine was saying that I should do a Betty White skit last night, like at 4 in the morning or something. Well, maybe not that late, but it felt late. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I guess. And now I'm just catching on the internet that she passed away. And I hope I'm not giving the wrong news, but if it's the right news, rest in peace, Betty White. And gonna play a little something from her, one of her skits on Saturday Night Live. See, I actually did the Sweaty Ball skit with Alec Baldwin last week on Christmas Day. And so that's another reason why this guy requesting this skit made me go, oh, he just wants that skit after that skit. Because they both go along. Same theme. And if you haven't heard it, I won't say anything else. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And this is Dusty Muffin with Betty White.
Hello. I'm Margaret Jo McCullough.
And I'm Terry Rialto.
And you're listening to The Delicious Dish on National Public Radio. Well, Terry, tomorrow is the first Sunday in May, and it's one of our favorite holidays on Delicious Dish.
That's right, Margaret Jo. Every year for one day, we celebrate and say thank you to
dietary fiber.
As you all know, Sunday is National Dietary Fiber Day, and we've celebrated that together for years.
Yeah, and even though we've been friends for a long time, you could say our shared love of fiber keeps our relationship brand new.
That's funny.
Thanks.
You took the D off brand and made it bran.
Bingo.
Did you just come up with that joke?
No. I got the idea the day after last year's Dietary Fiber Day show, and so I had to wait till now. So, Terry, what's your favorite kind of fiber?
I like quinoa.
Whoa.
I threw you, didn't I? You thought I was going to say barley.
Yeah. That was a real game changer.
More like grain changer.
Good one. You're lucky you thought of that joke today.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's fun. It's
good times.
Happy Fiber Day.
Oh, to you too.
Thanks. Our guest today is a little bit of a rock star in the confectionery world.
No kidding. She can shake it, break it, and sprinkle it, child.
Please welcome Florence Dusty from Dusty's Old Time Bakery. Hi, Florence.
Hi, Florence.
Thank you for having me.
Florence, what delicious treat are you going to share with us today?
Well, a lot of people like my pumpkin pie, and of course my carrot cake is obviously legendary. But if there's one thing I'm known for, it's my muffin.
Ooh. Wow. Get a whiff of that.
Pretty intense, right?
I can't wait to taste your muffin. Wow. Warm. Mm-hmm. Yummy.
It's surprisingly salty. I mean that in a very good way.
Your muffin is remarkably velvety.
It's true. I think we both assumed, and I think wrongfully, that a baker of your generation might tend towards a more dry or crusty muffin.
Well, that's true. Many bakers from my era have dry or even yeasty muffins.
A yeasty muffin can really ruin your whole day.
Sometimes you're weak.
Wow, the phone lines are really lighting up.
I can get to those later.
Florence, there's a tangy taste in this muffin. Is that a cherry?
Oh, no, no, my muffin hasn't had a cherry since 1939.
Your muffin sure has seen a lot.
Your muffin just squirted in my mouth.
It happens.
I guess I'm eating it the right way.
Yeah, go to town.
You know, I don't talk about it a lot, but I went through a pretty major muffin phase in college.
I would have guessed that based on your appearance.
It's the haircut.
Now, you're unveiling your new muffin today. Are you nervous about how it will be received?
Well, you know, girls, when I was younger, I was so concerned with how my muffin looked. But as I got older, I started to think, to heck with it. This is my muffin, and I don't care how it looks. I'm just gonna let it all hang out.
That's really progressive.
You go, sister.
That's right, child. I'm Florence Dusty. I'm 88 and a half years old, and I'm proud to unveil my giant Dusty Muffin.
That's gorgeous. Just look at that. Look at that.
It's timeless. Really, it's a lot went into that.
A whole lot of business.
Well, ladies, as I used to say to my loving husband, Irving, of 55 years, what are you waiting for, stupid? Eat it.
God bless. Good times.
God bless you.
Well, thank you so much, Florence. And to our listeners, don't worry, we'll be sure to post some really sweet muffin shots online later.
Good times.
That's all for Delicious Dish. Join us next week when we'll be talking about
pork buns.
Not a fam.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Let's face it. Life looks a little different.
During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy.
So we don't miss out on what matters.
Like having game night at home.
Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest.
Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot.
Find out more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
We pride open my window and let the summer rush in. We laughed with underwear. Now I'm
so late. I'm trying to save money, stop dressing so funny. I ain't gonna live or flirt with the babysitter. Play my stereo loud, pass gas in the ground. Take the garbage out, waste water in the drought. Won't use credit cards, gonna mow the backyard. Restyle my hair and change my underwear.
New Year's resolution.
Cash, recycle my trash, won't wipe my nails, try to stay out of jail. Gonna start to jug before arteries clog, make out a will, trim the lawn with a spill, teach the dog not to bark, pay off a loan shark, won't cheat the IRS, cut down on my stress. Gotta call my mother, get the money from my brother, snap out of this daze, ask my boss for a raise, get a new attitude, stop eating junk food, rush after meals, get my kid not to steal, with a check in the mail, only pay wholesale, conserve resources, stop playing the horse, try to save some cash, see a doctor for the trash, gotta clean my closet, take the bottles from the closet.
And that was Scary Gary Allen, New Year's Resolutions, from his album Holiday and Dementia. Yeah, kind of sounded like something Dr. Demento would play, huh? Let's see, we started the show off today with Jimi Hendrix, an old Lang Syne melody. And then we had Her Space Holiday doing the year in review. Betty White. And rest in peace. And our thoughts go out to her family. And she gave us a lot of laughs. I'll tell you that. Betty White with Dusty Muffins there from that famous Saturday Night Live skit. And then we had Big Dipper doing Happy New Year, The Walkmen, New Year's Eve, Azure Ray with the New Year, and then Scary Gary Allen, New Year's Resolutions. Do I have any New Year's resolutions? I'll try and cut down on smoking. That's what I always do. Gotta quit it one of these days, or it will kill me, right? I don't want to go! 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night. Welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve.
Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be.
But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing? New Year's, New Year's Eve. Oh. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve.
Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose. Thank you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. That was Bike Ride doing New Year's Girl. They're doing the New Year's Girl right now. The Head and the Heart. What are you doing New Year's Eve? And you know what? You heard the rest. That's because we had the Betty White thing in there, I guess. Seemed like it was more. And, you know what? I got to spread these New Year's songs out. Every song I played so far has had New Year's in the title. And if I do that, it's going to be like half the show is going to be over. I'll be all out of New Year's songs. So why don't we throw Smitty Smitty in there? Maybe a few more boys from Detroit. Huh? It's MFO.
A new alliance. Sing, your heart's contentment. what happened to Zeke? Well, he's dead on a Jones, man. How about Dave? OD'd on alcohol. Well, what's Rock doing? Now he's living with his mother. How about James? He's gone straight. We'll be right back.
beat me bloody down at the station. They haven't got a word out of me since I got a bill in jail's probation.